is here every Sunday morning at 9 with tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Mike. And now, the man whose first words were location, location, location. Here's Mike Kelly.
Good nice start. Where the hell's my... Trying to hit my sound thing. Am I getting my microphone? I can hear myself now. Good morning, Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour. And a little false start there. Good to be back in the saddle, so to speak. I was down at the Monterey Jazz Festival last weekend. I go down every year. I've been going since 1986. And had a good friend turned me on to the Jazz Festival back way back when. His name was Bruce Greisman. He has since passed on, but he was one of the first founders of the Guerneville Jazz Festival. He's a big jazz freak and really good man. And he got me to go down there, and he said, come on down to the Jazz Festival. I said, okay. And I went. It was really funny, Joe, because the first year I saw him like a week before, and he goes, did you get a room yet? And I go, no, I'll go down and get a room. He goes, you can't just go get a room. They sell out every year. I mean, you're not going to get anything. So I called the Chamber of Commerce, and we didn't have Google in those days. So the Chamber of Commerce sends me a list, faxed me a list of like 25 hotels. I called every one. The 25th hotel had a referral to a motel on Munros Avenue. And we booked the room. All right, so we go there, and there was a shelf that says free coffee service on it, right? They took that off. I mean, this place was trying to maximize the dollar. They charged us way too much for the room. It was this little tiny square. And my wife and I went there, and it was noisy, and it was just like, oh my God, it was just horrible.
So you didn't go there again?
No, we actually went and found we scoped out another place to go, and we over the years we finally settled into a place we've been going now for 15 years, the Lobos Lodge, which is right downtown Carmel, beautiful rooms, gorgeous garden area. And it's just so we've every year time we leave, we make reservations for the next year. So we won't have to go through that again. But the music, I think the music is starting to leave me. It's a little more progressive. It's a little more avant-garde. And I'm not really a traditional jazz guy, which is like Dixie. I don't mind Dixie, but it's okay. But I like bebop and you know, the 50s, 60s, 70s jazz. But now they have, you know, guys like, you know, the Michael Brecker Experience, and it's all, I don't know. It's kind of leaving me behind. But I think I'm getting too old to sit outside in the cold on a Saturday night at 11 o'clock to hear the last act. You know, and it's like, you know, it's getting chilly, and I'm going, these seats they have at the fairgrounds are suppositories. I mean, they're literally, I mean, they're so small. I mean, we have to get these big pillows. Everybody has big pillows to sit on these little tiny little chairs, you know, that'll fit half your cheek. So you sit there cheek to cheek with everybody else, you know.
So the chair would work better for me than, let's say,
you. Yes. It would work better for your wife than you. Yeah. I mean, it would be better for a three-year-old. But anyway, it's a nice event. The whole venue down there, it's you know, we go to brunch and all that kind of stuff, and we have a beautiful room and that kind of stuff. But we sat around and I think we watched college football Saturday night. Just didn't want to leave and go hear the acts. We didn't really care for any of them. Anyway, so I want to thank George Adair and Keith Becker for being on the show last week. George has his own show here, as you well know, on Wednesdays, Ask the Expert. He has a half-an-hour show, so him to do an hour show, it's not a big stretch, but it's good to have a guest on. And we're going to have a gentleman coming onto the program here at probably the break and talk about a really interesting veterans project, housing project that's going to take an old fire station and convert it into a housing for seven veterans. So a friend, Ross Liskum, he's going to come on then and chat about that. It's community housing in Sonoma County. There's a whole bunch of interesting articles last week about housing, you know, what we're going to do for housing. There's an editorial in the PD today about Yes on N, which is unfortunately has to be a two-thirds vote because it's a I think it's a revenue bond. But the it's a $124 million bond act that'll be on the ballot November 6th. So it talks about it's pretty much dedicated towards housing. You know, and the whole question is, what type of housing do we need? You know, do we need, you know, which most people will say we need rental housing. Do we need first-time home buyer housing? Do we take that money and we put it towards, you know, down payment assistance, silent seconds? You know, if you're going to be building a project and you want to keep the values and the accessibility of that project viable for the years to come, maybe you put a cap as to pricing and you don't let it rise to market value. If you're going to be spending the taxpayers' money on a project and it's for affordable family, you know, housing, then you say, okay, the most maybe it goes up is 2% per year, or if that. I mean, you say it's if you go to sell the property in 5 years, you don't get any appreciation at all, or you get a very minimal appreciation if there is appreciation in the marketplace. Because as we well know, you can also lose a heck of a lot of money. So the thing is that if you're going to keep, you know, this money, use this money for housing, then it better be affordable and it better be available to people for many, many years to come in the future. And how you do that is make sure that when it's sold, it's sold to maybe just first-time home buyers, a certain income level, and it's not going to be market value. It'll be a value that that is placed on, you know, the property via some sort of indice plus or something like that. You know, so it'll be interesting to see how they handle this. Down payment assistance, I think, is a great idea. That's some of the biggest problems we have right now. If we talk to many lenders, the rates, you know, which, you know, have spiked. Now you're looking at about 5%, just over 5%. And a lot of the folks that are qualifying for loans, you know, are right there. I mean, they're at a certain level where they really can't do, you know, anything more if the rates keep going up. So, you know, basically you need to give them, you know, the down payment assistance, you know, help them qualify for the loan, this type of thing, because that's going to be one of our bigger issues. And our affordability or lack thereof. And I don't know what you do about that. So anyway, so let's I have a clock in front of me.
There's no clock there?
No.
It's
9:14. Well, let's take a break. We'll come back more with the Real Estate Hour. The call in numbers today, every day. Yes. Oh, before we forget, there's an event happening down at the square, the new Unified Square. And it's 12 to 5 today. It's what's it called, Joe?
It's called the Heroes of October. It's actually today's part one of part two. Tomorrow there's a Heroes of October golf tournament at Oakmont Golf Club. Golf scrambles starts at 1 p.m. But today it's noon to 5. Pat Kerrigan will be there at the Courthouse Square, and that should be a good time.
And before we forget, I don't know why I didn't lead with this. We KSRO won 2 Marconis, which is kind of like the... Here we go. All right. Yeah. Works for me. But Pat Kerrigan won Personality of the Year for, I think it's a mid-sized station, I believe. And then yes. The KSRO itself won a Marconi for the best medium-sized station. So two really incredible awards, and obviously, you know, Pat's heroic work during the fires of October of last year was very critical of that. But it's a congratulations to KSRO. They did a super job, and congratulations to Pat.
Yes, yeah. Indeed. And yeah. Can you believe we're a week away?
I know, from the year anniversary. I know. Yeah, and we're gonna work on some numbers and you know, have a discussion of that Right now, the I'm still fooling with some of the lot sizes, or the lot sizes, some of the lot sales and what's going on. It's a really interesting dynamic. The sales overall for this past year have just been pretty bad. Anyway, as the market definitely cools and retrenches. So we'll come back and chat about that and some other items. And the call number is 636-1350. 636-1350, right back after these words.
The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike will be right back with more on KSRO.
The Drive with Steve Jackson.
Andy Field from ABC News.
Michael Cohen, the president's former attorney and fixer, the guy who said he would take a bullet for the president, apparently isn't doing that anymore.
Afternoons here on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
If you're selling a home in Sonoma County, you know the fires have changed everything. It's more important than ever to have an agent who really knows the market. That's why you should call Mike Kelly.
It's a different landscape these days. You're dealing with insurance companies, lawyers, inspectors. I can help you get through all of this stuff and sell your home the right way with less hassle.
If you've been affected by the fires, you need the Mike Kelly difference. Let Mike use his Sonoma County resources and connections to get you through all the obstacles and his market knowledge to help you set the right price.
There'll be a lot of homes coming on the market, so now's the time to list yours. Show me your home and I'll show you three quick and easy tips to maximize the return on your investment, even if you don't use me.
If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Find Mike at MikeKelly.com or call Mike at 707-322-8503, 707-322-8503.
Traffic on the fives and weather six times an hour, mornings on FM News Talk Radio, KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
We are back. Good morning, Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour, heard right here on the News, the Marconi Award-winning KSRO AM, and you can listen to us, obviously, which you are right now on KSRO, but also 103.5 and 94.5 FM, KSRO.com, streaming live. Pat Kerrigan won the Personality of the Year for her terrific and heroic and just, stable work she did during the fire. She was that rock you could just count on, and so was KSRO. That's the thing about what makes local radio what it is. It's one of those things that you can flip on and tune in and hear what's going on locally in the community. There's not too many other venues that have that immediacy as does radio. And it's so funny because some cars nowadays don't even have AM radio on them anymore.
That's another thing we have to adjust to. FM is more important than AM.
It's
that's why you look at our signs here. Poor AM 1350, who's been around for 40 years.
Oh, longer than that.
I thought it was the 40-year anniversary right before the fires. I don't remember. I could be wrong about that, but it's at the bottom of the list.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, FM is a better single, all that kind of good stuff. So, yeah. But anyway, it's a terrific thing. Where you can turn on. As a kid, that's what we always did. Anytime there was a flood or anything, we'd turn on. Local radio, KSRO was the station we all tuned into. We did have a TV broadcasting station here for a while. KFTY,
right? Channel 50.
Yeah, Channel 50. And but they have since gone away. But anyway, so congratulations.
I think we're giving away our age a little bit.
Yes,
that we remember that so clearly.
Yes, congratulations to Lawrence Almontero, who's the owner, and Mr. O'Shea and Pat and everybody else who works here at KSRO. They did a fabulous job during the fires and are being awarded for that and recognized, which is very cool. So that's very nice to see. So we're going to have a gentleman join us here in a while, probably after the bottom of the hour, and his name is Ross Liskam. He's a veteran, and he's going to be talking about a community housing, Sonoma County. It's basically they're taking a fire station and converting it to seven Living for Seven Veterans. You know, and it gets to the broader issue of housing here in Sonoma County and across the nation. You know, I've been definitely following up and reading stories from across the nation regarding the real estate market. And guys, it's slowing down everywhere. It's just not, you know, Sonoma County. Now, we have some really interesting dynamics here, and I'm still trying to figure it out. And it has to do with losing those 5,200 homes and what that meant to this last year's, you know, sales production, you know, the general, you know, real estate as it is here in Sonoma County, which the sales are down dramatically. Inventory is down dramatically. It's starting to creep up a little bit, but that's because sales are pretty atrocious. You know, they're not dramatically off, but they're definitely off of last year. They've been off for the last 5 years. We've been tracking sales, and they've just been going down and down and down and down. Inventory has been, you know, pretty meager. And when you have meager inventory, you have a tendency when something comes onto the market and you have a buyer demand, it'll be bid up and go for higher. It's just simply one of the rules of economics. However, we're starting to see across the country that, you know, the rules of economics are not working. There's a, you know, if you, and a lot of it comes down to simply affordability. I was reading an article about Denver from the New York Times, and we were talking about how the pricing there. And you think, you know, our minimum home price here, guys, is $670,000. Minimum home price in Denver is just over $400,000, and they have a major affordability crisis there. What drove the Denver market, they have like, I think they have less than 3% unemployment in Denver. What drove the market there was the increase in, you know, industry, you know, and this is happening across our country where, you know, you get like San Francisco, it hits a level of unaffordability, and then those people pack up and they go someplace else. And then they, you know, that city gets to a certain level of unaffordability. So they turn around and they leave and they go to someplace else. And so all these, like Texas right now is, you know, they have that huge state and just a whole bunch of land to build on. And, you know, the thing about Texas is that they didn't even have any building permits or building codes in Texas. When that hurricane came through in Houston and that area through there, you know, we were given FEMA money to rebuild a lot of these properties, and they were building them the same crap they were building before. And they don't really have any, like, you know, solid building codes down there. And you know, I know that's builder heaven, but still, you know, some of the product is not standing up very well to flooding and hurricanes, and they build, you know, in areas where they shouldn't be building, but that's another story altogether. So what happens is that it's that affordability kind of sucks in the vacuum. It just creates this vacuum and brings in industry and everything because they can get their workers in there's a, you know, a bounty of workers to choose from in those areas, and then they can move people from, you know, other corporate areas because of the affordability. Well, here they're at, Denver is at just over about, I think it's 410,000 affordability, and they're having a heck of a time getting people to qualify, you know, at 410,000. I mean, if you make 50 to 60,000 bucks, you're not going to be able to qualify for a home in the $400,000 price point. And they're building those. They're out there, but they can't sell them. And so we're seeing that, and it's going to be interesting. You know, where we talk about here in Sonoma County, you know, Shirley Zane's famous, you know, quote, build, baby, build. You know, right now, the way the interest rates are and the way the affordability is, you know, you can build all you want to, you better start be building, you know, affordable housing. And if you start building market value properties, you know, right now I've got, I was approached by two agents who are representing new home subdivisions, and they're offering major incentives now to get some of these properties sold. So it's not like, you know, they're in the 400 to 500 range, and you think that would be, you know, property values that would be flying out the door. But then again, you know, because of the nature of the interest rates, these people are max qualified. And if you go to four and a quarter to say five, or 4.5 and now it's gone to five. Or worse yet, if you're at 5% and you're in a 3.5% home and you're thinking about maybe moving up, you're going to be going, do we really move up? I mean, we're going to leave 3.5% behind. And then that was kind of the downside of having these really super low rates, as long as we did, is that we put a lot of people into homes at those really, really cheap rates. So now you can't get them off the farm because it's so affordable. And even if you look at, you take them out of that 3.5%, you look at the value of their property and how much it's increased since they bought it. But then again, they're going, okay, well, fine, but if we take that equity, Mike, and we put it down, say, on a property in the $700,000 to $800,000 range, and at 5%, we're kind of like stuck. We just can't do it. We can't afford that. If you're going to buy the medium-priced home, you need to have income about $140,000 in Sonoma County to do that. And you really need to sit down with your lender and see if you want to bite that off, that payment off. It's really interesting and complex. The current market, and we're trying to figure it out. And you look at the affordability issues, and in Sonoma County right now, 1 in 5 people can afford to buy the minimum home price of, which is about $670,000. That's not good. That's not going to get people in the housing here, and that sure is not going to have people stay here. And then if you have such a tight housing market for rentals, as we do. Just because we don't have the product, and because we lost 5,200 homes, many of those, I think somebody related to me that in Coffee Park, 40% of the properties there were rentals. So you lost a huge rental stock there, and those people, a lot of the people that are rebuilding those, are investors who will be renting those out, and we had that rent control scare. And, you hear me always talking about, I'm not very in favor of rent control simply for that reason is that I think it alters the housing stock, artificially, because people are worried it will come into play. And I know a lot of investors who are going to be rebuilding, but they're going to be selling. And they're going to be selling that house. So what does that mean? That means that instead of putting it back to rental stock, they're going to put it on the market and sell it to a family, which is good. Hopefully a family will buy it. But that takes another property out of the rental stock. So now you're down, more, that when it comes to a lack of housing, and that's the issue. There's just so many different factors involved here: higher interest rates, medium home price of $670,000. Affordability factor of about 20%, so just a lot of stuff. So there's measures out there. Yes, on Measure N would be a start. There's other issues we're going to talk about also. Excuse me?
Not you.
You yelling?
Yeah, somebody's playing with my... No, go ahead.
Okay, sorry, Joe's having a moment over there. Anyway, so we're going to take a break and come back and talk with a friend of mine, Ross Liskum, about some affordable housing for veterans and get his take on it. He's very active in the building community. So we'll take a break and come back more with the Real Estate Hour. I'm Mike Kelly. Call numbers are 636-1350, 636 on the award Marconi award-winning KSRO radio. Right back after these words.
The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike will be right back with more on KSRO.
FM News Talk Radio, North County 103.5, South County 94.5, KSRO.
Amid the FBI investigation of sexual assault allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, which he denies, White House counsel Kellyanne Conway revealing in the past hour on CNN's State of the Union.
I feel very empathetic, frankly, for victims of sexual assault and sexual harassment and rape. That I'm a victim of sexual assault.
Conway says she supports Kavanaugh's confirmation. Senator Chris Coons, Delaware Democrat, on Kavanaugh's heated exchanges with some senators at Thursday's hearing.
His anger got the best of him.
Coons on CBS's 60 Minutes. Likewise, Senator Jeff Flake, Arizona Republican.
It was anger. But if I were unjustly accused, that's how I would feel as well.
Total deaths are over 800, say officials in Indonesia, from Friday's earthquake and tidal wave, caught on a cell phone recording, crashing into the shore, mowing down structures. Rescue crews digging through the rubble for people trapped. Officials say deaths could be in the thousands. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
KSRO.
If you're selling a home in Sonoma County, you know the fires have changed everything. It's more important than ever to have an agent who really knows the market. That's why you should call Mike Kelly.
It's a different landscape these days. You're dealing with insurance companies, lawyers, inspectors. I can help you get through all of this stuff and sell your home the right way with less hassle.
If you've been affected by the fires, you need the Mike Kelly difference. Let Mike use his Sonoma County resources and connections to get you through all the obstacles and his market knowledge to help you set the right price.
There'll be a lot of homes coming on the market, so now's the time to list yours. Show me your home, and I'll show you three quick and easy tips to maximize the return on your investment, even if you don't use me.
If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Find Mike at MikeKelly.com or call Mike at 707-322-8503. 707-322-8503.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Cool temperatures continue to start the week. Today, a few clouds at 72, 64 on the coast. No rain expected for the Heroes of October celebration. Mostly cloudy tonight, low 50. Cloudy for Monday at 71, 64 in Bodega Bay. Tuesday should have some morning showers, but high 74 in the day, 64 on the coast. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
We are back. Good morning, Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour, heard every Sunday morning right here on the News and Talk of Sonoma County, the Marconi Award-winning KSRO, 103.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and 1350 KSRO. And congratulations to Pat Kerrigan for her personality of the year for the mid market. So congratulations to her and the station. And if you get a chance to, you can go to KSRO and see Pat's acceptance of the award and Mr. O'Shea's acceptance of the award for the station. So it's very, very all good. So, and today between 12 and 5 down at the Railroad Square, they will be doing a, what is the official name, Joe?
Heroes of October.
Heroes of October. So Pat's been kind of leading the charge on that, and they're also having a golf tournament on Monday, and so you're going to hear a whole bunch more. There's a great article in the Press Democrat today. I want to bring on my friend Ross Liskum. Let's get Ross on the air here, Joe. Ross, you there?
Yes, good morning, Mike.
Good morning. We saw the article today in the PD regarding friends of ours, Harry Coffey and Judy Coffey.
Yes.
That's one of the conundrums of this marketplace, you know, and you and I, Ross is here because he's on the board of the community housing in Sonoma County, and they're doing a special project converting an old fire station for housing for seven veterans. But, you know, Ross, and you're also a realtor. You've been a realtor, I think, as long as I have. And
no, actually, you got me beat by about 4 or 6 months.
4 to 6. who's worried about little numbers like that?
I thought you was going to say 4 to 6 decades.
Yeah, really. No. As many years as we have, 4 to 6 months is like, believe me, that's nothing.
But we're both 1978.
Yeah, both 1978. And, you know, we've obviously seen some huge, you know, challenges in your realtor at C21 Alliance. And so, you know, we both see the market day to day. And, you know, we look at that Fountain Grove area. We look at Larkfield, the great, I think, probably that does David Gouin's heart good is the amount of building being done out at Coffee Park. I mean, they have like 500 homes under construction. But when you look at Fountain Grove, there's what? I think there was like 15 homes under construction of that. I mean, it's just a real tough. So any insights as to you know, what's going to be going on with that? I mean, I know you're pretty involved with, you know, Keith Christopherson is on the board with you also, and Keith and Brenda are long-term builders in Sonoma Counties. Any thoughts on the rebuilding process?
Well, I mean, it's turned out to be, I think, a lot of unanticipated consequences. I mean, I think everybody had a positive mindset that, you know, we could just get this going and get people back in their homes and rebuild our community and move forward. And it's turned out to just be major hurdles after one another on delays and, I mean, just stuff that nobody really anticipated. And, I mean, just the cleanup alone, I mean, you know, it took 4 or 5 months. And, you know, I think the Coffee Park is doing great, I think, as far as getting a lot of homes back built. Fountain Grove, you know, that could be finished by the time you and I are well retired and gone, probably.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the sad thing about that too, is that, you know, the when you look at the, you know, obviously this is the worst, you know, loss of homes, you know, ever in the, I think, in the nation. If you want to go back to maybe the Chicago fire, but as far as, you know, our area in the state of California, this is the, you know, lose 5,200 homes. Friends of mine say, well, you know, you got to worry about the big one back there, the earthquake. I said, well, excuse me, we had our big one. I mean, if we had an earthquake of 19, I don't think we would have the losses that we sustained, you know, by those fires of last October. So we've had our big one, in my opinion, and now I think we can see the aftermath of that. But the Fountain Grove area, you know, and I think you and I probably share this, you know, thought, is that, okay, who's going to go up there and be the first one? It's like a game of brinkmanship. Who's going to start building first when it's a total devastated area? You know, yes, honey, let's build a home, a new spec house right in the middle of nothing but burnout properties, you know, and devastation. It's a really tough thing to do. I mean, and then Judy and Harry, you know, I mean, Harry's in my Rotary Club, and they're on the front page of the PD today, and the costs, Ross, and I know you've seen this, are just astronomical. I mean, it's, you go, how much did you get to bid for? And I had one of my friends who was going to rebuild, and he got a cost for his, I think it was his foundation, because he had one of those, you know, big, huge garage, you know, with the huge walls, of $650,000 for the foundation. You know, and you go, wait a second.
Yep.
Hold on a second here. So I think it's like, you know, I know Keith has talked about, you know, the rebuilding taking years to get done.
And we have another major hurdle that nobody's talked about, which just stymies me. Do you know what the significance of October the 1st is? Oh, Regional Water Quality Control Board regulation that you can't do any grading between October and April.
Oh, lovely. Good.
So hopefully somebody's going to figure that out and see if there's some type of waiver. And obviously it's to protect the waterways and everything when it starts raining. But, you know, people that are just getting to the point where they can start are going to sit here and probably scratch their head for 4 to 6 months.
Yeah. Well, that's just it. If you probably were in the ground now with your foundation, you're probably it's going to be next spring, which is further going to delay things. And then, but the costs that are coming in, Ross, I think, you know, people are finally getting, you know, numbers. I mean, it's been almost a year now, and a lot of people are just finally getting the costs associated with the rebuild, you know, and they're going, what? How much? And so that's going to be a different thing. But let's talk about the reason you're here on the air, and you're a long-term listener. And Ross is he plays out at the country club golf all the time, and he has a little transistor radio he carries around so he can monitor what I'm saying on the air here. So now that we have you here now at Liscombe, so you'll be able to listen to yourself on our podcast, all right? But let's talk about community housing in Sonoma County. You and Keith are involved with this, but also what you're doing for the veterans.
Sure. Community housing has been around since 94. I think they've helped create about 330 people in the affordable housing and another 170 people by leveraging $65 million or so of local, state, and federal financing sources. A little known number, every night in Sonoma County, it's estimated there's 400 homeless veterans sleeping on the streets.
Wow.
About 10% or 40 of them actually have housing vouchers that would allow them to secure housing if there was available housing. So Veterans Village, I'm sorry.
There you go.
It's a rehabilitation of the Santa Rosa's 1940s second oldest fire home in Santa Rosa. Community Housing Sonoma County was chosen by City of Santa Rosa to redevelop the firehouse to create housing for homeless veterans. We've been through this for a couple of years now. We're going to have our hopeful grand opening October the 19th. On the fire station site, we built six new apartments to house six chronically homeless veterans in addition to a unit for an on-site manager. The goal is for Benton Veterans Village to provide a safe, affordable housing to chronically homeless veterans in a secure setting within close to downtown. The really cool part, one of the cool parts of this is we approached the Santa Rosa Firefighters Local 1401, and they partnered up with our nonprofit. Many of them are veterans themselves. They've adopted the Benton Veterans Village in a partnership to support them. They're involved in securing donations, creating firefighter artwork, and encouraging others in the community to be involved in supporting us veterans. And I know that they're going to be planning to host regular activities on the site with the veterans.
Are these people going to transition out of their Ross, or do they go there and then eventually will go to other housing, or is this going to be kind of like a permanent thing for them?
Well, I mean, it's I don't have a specific answer there. I think it all depends on the individual. I mean, the concept here is to get them in a stable living environment so they can work toward getting themselves back to where they want to be. And that could take them to other housing, other living areas, other opportunities.
Sure.
But there's not a switch here that says, okay, you got 65 days or 90 days or 120 days. It's, it's to help them get back together with where they want to be, and then they can go from there.
Yeah, and that just puts a small little dent in the need. If you're a veteran and you need help, you probably know where to go. But one of the areas, which is every Tuesday at the Veterans Hall, here in Santa Rosa, across from the fairgrounds is Vet Connect, and we know that because our realtor breakfast meets in a room nearby there. And, there are so many veterans that need help, so this is going to help just seven. Is there anything else on the horizon that you see that'll be a larger facility?
Yeah. Community Housing Sonoma County built a home on Western Avenue a few years back that has 16 veterans residing there at this time. We've got a house in Sebastopol that we've been going through a long process on rehabbing that'll house, I believe, seven homeless veterans, and we're shooting by that within the next 6 months. And then we just are in the process of building 14 tiny homes on Russell Avenue, just north of the county complex, that'll house 14 homeless veterans, and we're hopefully going to have them in there before Christmas this year.
Oh, great. So somebody has a house they want to donate, you would take that house?
Yes.
And rehab it? I mean, I'm sure, Keith knows how to do flips pretty good.
There's a lot of criteria and a lot of hoops and stuff you've got to jump through when you do this stuff. I mean, it's not as easy as somebody gives you a house, you go and rehab it and move some people in. I mean, obviously, you've got to go through a grant process to get funding from the federal and state government. That's the longest part of this whole process that we've seen.
Yeah.
And you're competing with other good causes out there that are looking for similar dollars. So we do what we can, where we can, and how we can.
Okay. Now, I posted it on the realestatehourblog.com on my Facebook page and LinkedIn. So there is a website one can go to, and it's not too horribly tough, but it's communityhousing.org is probably the best way to go.
I can't answer that question.
Well, I've got the letter right in front of me, so I can tell you that's what it says.
Oh, well,
right?
If you got it in front of you and that's what it says, you're right.
Yeah, please visit our website donation page and make a cash donation or view household items that you can donate to help secure a home for our veterans, and that is communityhousing.org. sc.org. So communityhousingsc.org/support us. But if you get to the website, you'll be able to go from there. And if you just Google Community Housing SC, you should be able to get it also. But it's Community Housing Sonoma County is the name of the organization. Go ahead, Russ.
Yeah, and I think the real critical component that we've got right now is we're in this mad dash to get donations on furnishings, on everything from plates to bath towels to TVs to queen-size beds to dressers and so on. And we've got a list of needed items. That's posted on that website. And we're hoping to, you know, we've talked to a lot of the local businesses. Our sweetheart, I got to mention her, Denise Esposti, who owns her Make Your House a Home staging company, she stepped up, donated a bunch of stuff, plus a very sizable monetary contribution.
Good for her. She's been on the show many times in the past, and she's a delight. Yeah, it's good to see that. She lost her home in the fire also, so... you know, it's but she has a huge warehouse full of her staging furnishings.
Correct.
So now VetConnect, I know, has household goods and this type of thing, and they do it on a daily basis down there, you know, for veterans.
Correct.
So, but if you have anything you feel you wish to donate, okay, you can actually, there's an email. Should I give out Susan's email?
Yeah, that's fine. That's perfect.
Yeah, it's Susan at BarnesCompany.com, and that's Susan Barnes, and she is one of their lead contacts. We'll give her a number for her too. I'm saying this because it's in the letter. 707-888-2647, and that's 707-888-2647. Susan Barnes, if you have any, what, household donations, Ross, money, cash?
Anything. I mean, they're one-bedroom apartment units. So, I mean, it's not going to take a 14-piece sectional couch.
you don't need that, no. But you can also email Susan at BarnesCompany.com.
And she's really helping us. She's also one of our contributors. The great one was Beacons. I mean, we went and talked to them about storing this donations, and there was no sales job. They jumped all over it. They were delighted to help us out with that.
That's great.
And Oakmont Senior Living is another. Bill Gallagher's donated a bunch of furniture out of a couple of model homes that he has. So there's been some good folks in our community that have stepped up to help this.
Yeah, and if you wish to support a veteran, there's always VetConnect, which we said is in the Vets Hall. You know, if you have a veteran who is maybe just not aware of what resources are available, that's a great drop-in area you can go to on Tuesdays. You're in the main hall at the Vets Hall, and there's lawyers there, there's doctors, there's all sorts of folks that can help you, you know, get on the right track. And they do have extensive household items down there too, I understand.
Yes, household, clothing, everything.
Yeah, because, you know, rain's coming. You know, we're supposed to have some heavy rain here in the next couple of days. So you can always donate clothing, you know, that type of thing, because I'm sure people are going to need coats. Okay, buddy, I got to get out of here. So let's just end it and say this is the – they're going to be doing a rehabbing an old fire station. It's going to house 7 veterans. And like I said, they need your money, your donations. It's on the website. It's on my website. It's on LinkedIn. But the website, once again, is communityhousingsc.org. And you can also email Susan Barnes, susan@barnescompany.com or 888-2647. Any last words?
You're the man.
All right, brother. Thank you.
See you Tuesday.
I'll see you Tuesday. Take care.
Thanks, Mike.
Okay, bye. That's Ross Liscombe, and he is a board member for the Community Housing Sonoma County, and they got a great project they're doing that's going to house 7 veterans. But they need you know, furnishings, household appliances, all that kind of good stuff. Cash, you know, I'm sure they would probably take credit card, not credit cards. What do you call them? The cards, you know, with the money on them. What are they?
Debit.
Thank you.
No problem.
That's debit cards. They'll take all sorts of good stuff. So once again, you can go to my website, therealestatehourblog.com, or our Facebook page, and you can get the information. But it is The website is Community Housing SC, like in Sonoma County, communityhousingsc.org, and they can help you out there. Okay, you make a donation if you want to, or arrange for some furnishings to be picked up. So let's take a, what do we got here? What is it? Is that 50 or 50? It's 50. Okay, good. Okay, it looks like a 50. It looks like an 8. Okay, all right, let's take a quick little break. Come back right back after these words.
The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike will be right back with more on KSRO.
The Drive with Steve Jackson.
Lanny Davis.
After the November election, I think Mr. Mueller will be ready to publish his evidence of a conspiracy to obstruct justice and a conspiracy to corrupt a presidential election.
Afternoons here on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 and 94.5, KSRO.
If you're selling a home in Sonoma County, you know the fires have changed everything. It's more important than ever to have an agent who really knows the market. That's why you should call Mike Kelly.
It's a different landscape these days. You're dealing with insurance companies, lawyers, inspectors. I can help you get through all of this stuff and sell your home the right way with less hassle.
If you've been affected by the fires, you need the Mike Kelly difference. Let Mike use his Sonoma County resources and connections to get you through all the obstacles and his market knowledge to help you set the right price.
There'll be a lot of homes coming on the market, so now's the time to list yours. Show me your home and I'll show you three quick and easy tips to maximize the return on your investment, even if you don't use me.
If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Find Mike at MikeKelly.com or call Mike at 707-322-8503, 707-322-8503.
I'm Brett Musburger, and this is the North Bay's home of the Oakland Raiders and the Golden State Warriors, KSRO 103.5 and 94.5.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
Good morning, Mike Kelly. We are back. We have Kathy Slack on the phone, who's our account representative extraordinaire from KSRO, and she was telling us that it's not 40 years. I didn't think it was 40 years. It's 80 years, 81 years, actually.
I get confused.
Where did you get 40 years? 40 years would put it back in the 70s.
Right, and it's interesting.
Not even in the 70s.
Your anniversary with Ross is 40 years. You said you started in 78.
No, you said 40 before. Don't be trying to blame me for that.
But that was really brain freeze.
Yeah.
Sunday morning.
Sunday morning breeze. We'll call it.
And I'm not that young anymore. So.
Well, you got more excuses. Wait, Sunday morning, you're not as old as young as you used to be, whatever.
That's my story, and I'm sticking with it.
Sticking to it. There you go. Well, thank you, Kathy, for calling in to straighten us out. It's 81 years.
She did straighten us out, too, on the Heroes of October. It is at, I forgot where she said it was at. It's downtown.
Courthouse Square.
Courthouse Square, that's it. Yeah. Ding, 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 ding.
You know, it's a wonder he can get through the day, you know. You kind of wonder why the show is like it is, guys. This is who I got to deal with all the time. No, just joking. Just joking.
And you love it.
And we love it. We do a great job.
That's from 1 to 5 today.
1 to 5. Okay, cool.
Actually, noon to 5.
Well, you, Jesus, you're getting everybody totally confused.
Noon to 5 at Courthouse Square, and now I'll shut up.
Okay, thank you very much. And I've only got 5 minutes left. Okay, well, that'll take me to it. But anyway, so we encourage you, if you have any donations for veterans, and please step up to the plate. Also for the homeless, we're gonna have our homeless coat drive here, and probably within the next month. So you'll have plenty of chances to donate coats and that type of thing. I mean, one of the things they got here, I think, during the fires, they had a huge amount of clothing, and they had way enough clothing to take care of, many generations of folks. But we will be having our co-drive. We always do. So, Ross and I were talking. Ross has been doing this for 40 years, and he was heavily involved with the Alliance. I think he was a president 1 year in Sonoma County Alliance. And, he pretty much works, quite a bit with the veterans movement. And a lot of the builders, in Sonoma County or vets in Keith Christopherson at Christopherson Homes. They're doing a great job getting donations for the veterans. But you can always, like I said, go to if you have a veteran who really needs help and they're not aware of it. There's Vet Connect, which is over on Tuesdays at the Vets Hall in the main hall. You can't miss it. Walk right in the front of those doors and go straight in there, and you can get any help you need regarding that. Okay, so some of the Sonoma County housing issues. I think that one of the major things we've been seeing was the whole city changing, giving better builder incentives, and it kind of comes down to, okay, that's fine, but what are we going to be building? And it gets down to the point where, builder incentives are fine, but if they're, building a product which is not going to be selling because of the affordability issues, then I think, there maybe needs to be more criteria put on those projects. So, we talked about affordable housing. We talked about housing downtown, about going up. I think NIMBYism is our biggest, the most crucial thing you can probably see currently in Sonoma County, is that there's a whole bunch of people who do not want to see affordable housing anywhere near their property. A lot of people want to see housing near their properties. I mean, that Larkfield project, the old Wickiup golf course, is being fought tooth and nail now. They've gone back to the drawing board and rearranged the housing there. But I think it was David Rabbit, the supervisor from Petaluma, who just basically said, guys, that's the biggest issue. You can get people that want to do this, but if you have a huge display, look at the housing issue up in up on Chenate. That was nipped in the bud. So that's another large affordable housing and just housing property that'll be languishing now for who knows how long. It could be another year. It could be another 2 years. As Ross said, about the grading and the excavating, October 1st, that has to cease because of the issues regarding runoff and drainage. What's going to happen to those people that wanted to get a foundation in before the big rains hit, which are usually in December here? So just a lot of issues going on in the housing market, one being the lack of affordability here in Sonoma County, increase in interest rates, and sales that have been slowing down. So I think people are going, I just don't want to spend all that money per month on housing. It was done before, and look what happened when they did it. So I think you're just seeing a general, malaise in the marketplace, and people are just, waiting for the other shoe to drop. And I think that's going to be affordability. And it'll be interesting to see what the median home price does in September. And I know the sales are already down dramatically for the month of September versus last year at this time. So we'll come back next week and chat about that. Plus, we'll take a look at the fire and all that kind of stuff. But before we leave, congratulations to KSRO, voted the number one personality, Pat Kerrigan, and the number one meeting station in the nation. So a Marconi Award is a big deal. So congratulations to KSRO. We'll see you next Sunday. This has been Mike Kelly. I'm the real estate guy with Keller Williams. We'll see you next Sunday on the radio.
You've been listening to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Join Mike every Sunday morning at 9 for tips on buying and selling your home. Call in and ask your questions direct. Don't forget to check in daily with The Real Estate Hour's official blog at therealestatehourblog.com. Mike Kelly on The Real Estate Hour, Sunday mornings on KSRO and KSRO.com.
The preceding was a paid presentation.
I'm Brett Musburger, and this is the North Bay.